Jesus told stories. His stories, or parable as they're called, are among the gems of the Gospels. In today's Gospel, Jesus answers the disciples' pertinent question as to why he speaks to the people in stories. See, parable is a translation of two Greek terms, para, which means near or vicinity, and balo, which means to throw, ball. So parable is something that we throw alongside of. What's involved is a story is created to be thrown alongside of a true life situation, to drive home the central point the storyteller is trying to make, which then the person can visualize and pin it to their memories. Literally, it's a pithy or instructive saying. It has a likeness or a comparison. It's perceptive and it's cautionary. It's an earthly story with a human meaning, with a heavenly meaning. Now, some time ago, I was putting together a program on storytelling and ministry from a Franciscan perspective. I could not remember, though, what the verses were when Jesus said, "How can we compare the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of God is like?" So I went through my computer Bible program, and in the search, I put in compare and kingdom. And there I found the direction I was seeking. But it's interesting in the different translations of how they vary. The New Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition reads, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God?" The New Jerusalem Bible reads, "What can we say the kingdom of God is like?" The New American Standard, one of my favorite versions, translates the word compare as picture. How shall we picture the kingdom of God? Or by what parable shall we present it? Bingo, that was what I was looking for. The angle, the slant that I needed. See, I am a visual learner. I am not an auditory learner. I need to see things. How often do we say, "Now I see what you mean. I get the picture." We are people who think not in words, but in pictures and in concepts. And how we can translate that means people have a better chance of grasping it. Through stories and parables, we can, just like Jesus did, assist people in picturing, envisioning, or comparing a connection from the biblical word to the stories of their lives and to the kingdom of God. Parables simply help us to see a bigger picture in life. They draw on colorful themes that the hearer can understand and recollect. They often will challenge human logic and make the hearer uncomfortable. Parables demand a clear decision: comfort or challenge, status quo or something altogether new, complacency or conversion to a new way of viewing life and of oneself. Parables take on a life of their own when the hearer returns to them now with open eyes and ears and hearts that hear. Parables never run out of new lessons for those with the eyes to see and the ears to hear. As Jesus said to his disciples, he says to each of you today, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear."